Okay, Chevra, if I'm not mistaken, we're at the end of Simin Shin Pei Tes. In Shin Pei Tes, if Gimel, it says that Toch Shiva, you're not supposed to wear Kelim Chadoshim Tzivuim, and clothing that just came out of the press. The Rambam writes, Yeshom and Asal Obosh Bigde Shabbos Toch Dalet Shavuos HaRishonim, Avar Harkach Mutter Afial Obe V'Imo. Right, so that we spoke about last time, that the first 4 weeks you should not wear Big Day Shabbos, and we noted the Svara that maybe Bizman Hazeh, what we have, unless you're like a Chashav Arav who wears long, but we might not really have what's called Big Day Shabbos. Then the Rama adds, V'chein lasos begodim chadoshim, you should not do, avon nahago iser ko yud beis chodesh. In other words, there's a minhag to aser begodim chadoshim all 12 months. Now, if there's a minhag to aser making begadim chadashim, l'cha'ora hu hadin purchasing begadim chadashim, all 12 months is going to be aser. Now, the poskim are makel if someone else wears it. If you look in the Pnei Baruch on page 187, so lemaisa, we could be mekel. That if someone else wears it for like 2 or 3 days, right? In this case, if it's mamish a new beged, someone else has to wear it for 2 or 3 days. That's what the Badei Hashochon Sifkatin Yotes says. That seems to be the approach of poskim. Other poskim say that no one even has to wear it. You could just throw it on the ground and jump up and down on it. There's actually a quote on the Minchas Yitzchak regarding if you go to, let's say, a hotel during the 9 days, and there's an isser to have freshly laundered linen. So what do? So they quote the Minchas Yitzchak says that you take the linen off the bed, you jump up and down, you have lots of fun, and you put it on, back on. It seems to be a little bit strange, but there are certain poskim who mention that idea. The Badei Hashulchan knows that Lechor and Sifkat Yud Beis, the Badei Hashulchan points out, Lechor putting it on the floor doesn't help. The fact that the Ramah only is Meko, Ayyadei Levishas Acher, Ayyadei someone else wearing it, implies that you just throwing it on the floor won't help. But is there any cause for wearing, for purchasing new clothing during the 12 months of Avelos? The Pashtus in the Ramah is that it's Aser. You know, last night I was meeting with somebody and she was asking me Shailas about the Yud Beis Chodesh of Avelos and Abba V'Imo. So I noted that if you look in the Aruch HaShulchan over here in Sifkat and Zayin, the Aruch HaShulchan thinks that this Iser only applies to what he calls Begadim Chashuvim. In other words, ordinary, what I would say, weekday clothing, there's no Iser at all, according to the Aruch HaShulchan. In the Mishmeres HaSmachos, he says that you can be Mekal like this, Aruch HaShulchan, in cases of Tzorech. If it's necessary, you could be Mekal like this, Aruch HaShulchan, and that L'cha'ora is that L'chorea would help. Actually, I'm sorry, it's the Aruch HaShulchan Sif Yud Aleph. I said it was Sif Zayin, so the Aruch HaShulchan Sif Yud Aleph, that the Isser is only on what would be called Begadim Chadoshim, and I think that really gives some kula to this Isser. One of the local pulpit rabbis once commented to me that he felt the Isser is if you buy it. Therefore, if you use someone else's credit card to buy it, maybe there's no Isser. Ani lo hevanti Isser. I don't fully understand why it should matter whose credit card it is. But, okay, those are the dinim towards the end of Shin Pei Tes. Let's move on to Simin Shin Sadi, which are the dinim of Giluach. Now, the Mechaber writes, based on the Gemara, that you're not allowed to be megaleach your hair, whether it is the hair of your head, or the hair of your beard, or any hair. Right? That would mean, I don't think people note this, but like, is this true? Women should not shave their legs during Avelos? No? Even hair. Right? That's what emerges from the Mechaber. We have to look into that din. Even hair of Beis HaSesarim. You should not cut kol amigyom. But the seya of the Safa and the Tzdodim, Koshema Akev Ha'achila Toch Zayin, is Asar Achar Zayin is Mutter. What this means is like this. Your mustache hair, if it interferes with your eating, it's either mustache hair in the sense of the stuff that's right on top of your lip, or the stuff that's to the side. Sometimes if it's long, it can like get into your mouth. So the Mechaber is Mekol Achar Zayin. Now, Be'etzem, the Mechaber is passing like a sheet of the Ritzgeus, the Shach notes over here, that hair that's Ma'akev Achila is Mutter Achar Zayin, but not Toch Shiva. There are two other shitos. The Ravid and the Rambam agree that the Isser is even Toch Shloshim. Hair that's Ma'akev Achila is Usser even Toch Shloshim. And at the other extreme, you have the Ramban, who is even Megol Toch Shiva. Now, Rav Aaron Luchtenstein, Zichrono Levracha, notes that the Shita of the Ramban and the Shita, the other extreme of the Ravid and the Rambam, make a lot of sense, no? What the Rambam and the Ravid are basically saying is that there's a din of Isser Giluach. You can't cut your hair, you can't cut your mustache either, and there's no distinction between Shloshim and Shiva, or Shloshim is Usser. The Ramban, however, comes up. He says, no, the din of Giluach L'cha'or is only Giluach if it's Shal Yipui. It's only Giluach if it makes you nicer. If, however, it's Giluach that doesn't make you nicer, it's Giluach for some ulterior purpose. It's Giluach in order to allow you to eat. So that's Mutter. That's not the Isser of Giluach. It's almost like what we spoke about with respect to the Isser Rechitza, no? That the Isser Rechitza is only to make yourself nicer. But if you're really dirty, it's permitted. So that's the sheet of the Ramban. But the sheet of the Ritzgeus, which the Mechaber Paskins like, is very difficult. Why would there be a distinction between Shiva and Shloshim? How come it's also during Shiva, Mutter or Shloshim? So if Aaron says that in his opinion, this connects to the basic Yisod, that the Avelos of Shiva is an Avelos to make you feel bad. Now whether this is a Din D'oraisa or Din D'rabbanan Yesh L'achkar, but the yisod of making you feel bad is even if it interferes with your eating, you're not allowed to cut it because it makes you feel bad. However, during shloshim, it's going to be mutter. Because during shloshim, the real isser is not to make yourself feel good. Memela, if I cut the hair that interferes with my eating to prevent my eating from being messed up, so that is not cutting my hair to make me feel good. If it's not there to make me feel good, so it's going to be mutter. That's the way Rav Aaron develops this yisod. Then, interestingly, at the end of the shiur, Rav Aaron points out that in his opinion, Rav Soloveitchik had a totally different mahalach between the aveilus of Shiva versus aveilus of Shloshim. The Rav used to say that there is a kiyum believe. You know, like there used to be a song called Yeshiva Sherei Yeshiva Shesprach, Yeshiva Sherei Yeshiva Shesprach, right? And one of the lines in that song is that the mice is over here and the kiyum is over there. Now that's like a famous yisod of the Rav, that certain mitzvahs like tefillah, there's a maisa ha-mitzvah of saying words, and there's a kiyum ha-mitzvah being omei b'fnei Hashem. Now there's a maisa ha-mitzvah, let's say, of simchas yontif, that I drink wine, and the kiyum ha-mitzvah is I feel good. Right? Avelos also, the Rav felt, is a maisa ha-mitzvah of certainly huge avelos. But there's a kiyum belief. Now the Rav then extended this idea, and he said maybe this is true only during Shiva, not during Shloshim. Maybe the yesod is that Shiva, there's supposed to be a kiyum b'leiv. Memela yontif comes and knocks off Shiva. But by shloshim, it's not really a din of kiyum b'leiv. Haraya, right? We spoke about the case when, let's say, someone is nifter on yontif. So then you're not going to observe your Shiva befoal until after the yontif. But the first couple of days after the kavura count as days of shloshim, al kopanim, right? Now, how do those days count as days of Shloshim? Right? L'cha'ora, you should say, 1 second. So I'm not shaving on Chol HaMoed, but that's a din of Chol HaMoed. That's not a din of Avelos, and there's no kiyum b'leiv. I don't feel the Avelos because it's still Chol HaMoed. The Teretz says, Rav Soloveitchik, maybe Avelos of Shiva requires a kiyum b'leiv. But this is a Yartzeit drasha that the Rav gave, no? In Gimel Shvat, the Rav gave drushas in memory of his father, Rav Moshe. And the Rav said that maybe Avelos of Shiva, there's a kiyum b'leiv. Avelos of Shloshim, there's no kiyum b'leiv. Now, Rav Aaron points out, and the language over there is actually very hard. He is using like modern Hebrew terms, which I assume he means very precisely, and I don't fully chap. But I think what Rav Aaron is getting at is that the Rav's distinction between Shiva and Shloshim is very different than his distinction. Rav Aaron's distinction between Shiva and Shloshim is that Shloshim, don't make yourself feel good. Shiva, make yourself feel bad. That's very different than the Rav who's saying that Shloshim, there's no internal feeling at all, and Shiva there is. So Rav Aaron just notes this, and then he starts being mefalpel in the Svaras, but it is lema'ase, a very different approach to distinction between Shiva and Shloshim. Now let's just chazer. Let's go back. What's the halacha about cutting your mustache? So the Mechaber passing is like the Ritzgeus, we noted. The Gra in Os Beis writes that Divei Ramban Iker. The Gaon assumes that you're even allowed to cut your mustache if it's Ma'akev Achila Toch Shiva. The Shach points out that the Beis Yosef himself paskins, like the Ravid and the Rambam, that it's going to be Usher all to Shloshim. So this is already an interesting mahalach. Now, if you look at the Rishonim in the Beis Yosef over here, they are medama the Safa Shema Akev es ha'achila to the case of Giluach Tziparnayim. What's the halacha of cutting fingernails during Shiva Shloshim, etc.? You should know, I mentioned these triplets who lost their father this year. And right when I came into the hospital one time and we were discussing and the doctor, we had like a whole phone conversation with the doctors, it was not good. And the doctors were saying that things are very not good and the father is going to be nifter. So the girls had remembered what Avelos was like. And they said, you know what, someone should go home and get us our nail clippers. Because in many ways, not cutting your nails is the hardest thing because it gets big and ugly and disgusting, no? And for them, not cutting the hair was not as big of a deal. So right before the father was nifter, they send somebody to get their nail clippers to cut their nails. Now, be'etzem, this is a machlekes hatanayim on Yud Zayin, whether netilas tziparnayim is a mutter or aser. We pass on like the Tana Rabbi Yossi that Netilas Tziparnayim is a mutter. However, we then say Bignes Turi is usur. Gnes Turi means if you cut it with a keli. If you cut it with a scissors, it's usur. In other words, we hold that it's mutter litol tziparnayim, but you have to do it al yedei biting them. No? Remember your mother told you not to bite your nails? Right? So that's what you have to do during Avelos, or ripping it with your hands. But you can't use a keli. Now, this discussion is actually doma in the Rishonim to the case of the Safa Shema Akivis Ha'achila. And this really presents a shtickle problem because the Rishonim medama these cases, yet in Shulchan Aruch we pass like the Ritzgeus with respect to cutting the mustache. But we pass in like the Ravid and the Rambam with respect to cutting fingernails with a keli that it's also tochlamed. It's also all shloshim. And that seems to be a bit of a stira in the psak of the Mechaber, at least the way the Rishonim put it together. Okay. Now, what's worth noting over here is There's a discussion in Shulchan Aruch. Let's say a woman has to go to the mikvah during Shloishim. So the Mechaber writes that you tell a goy to cut the nails. The Ramah writes you don't have to tell a goy to cut the nails. A Yisraelis can also cut the nails. The reason why a goy doesn't have to do it is because we're not dealing with a din of Amira l'Nochri over here. Right? L'cha'ira, anyone who's not an Ovel is permitted. Right? Amir al-Nachri is a pshat, that's also for the Jews, so Goy does it, no? But over here, this is going to be, Amir, it's going to be mutter, even for a Jew. That's the psak of the Ramah. Now, both the Shach and the Taz argue on the Ramah here, but in different directions. The Shach argues on the Ramah, and the Shach says, one second, I don't understand. Why is it only, why is it going to be muta ayyadei a Yisrael, l'cha'era? It's going to be a regular Isra of Amir al-Nachri. And we'll say, shlucho shalim kamoso. In other words, a goy can't be a shaliach. So therefore, the goy is allowed to cut the nails, but a Jew can be a shaliach. So the Jew cannot cut my own nails. So the Shach asers the Jew to cut the nails for halacha. Again, the Rambam says it's mutter. The Shach says it's aser. Comes along the Taz, and the Taz says, what are you talking about? We're talking about cutting the nails to go to a mikvah. If you're cutting nails to go to the mikvah, that means you're cutting nails to do a mitzvah. Yeah? If you're doing a mitzvah, so we have a din that a mayo is allowed to cut his nails to do a milah during avelus. So letzarech mitzvah, it's going to be mutter. Now, when you think about it, what the Taz is really saying that letzarech mitzvah is going to be mutter, is the Taz is maintaining that the iser of giluach, in the sense of for hair also, and for tzipernayim also, is only if it's giluach sheyesh bo yipuy, no? If my kavana with the giluach is not for yipuy, my kavana is to go and do a mitzvah, to go to the mikvah, or my kavana is, I want to eat. It should be mutter in both cases. That's what emerges for the Taz. And that is the dimyon between these cases. The Shach, however, is saying, no, it's going to be osur la halacha to have a Jew do it. Only a goy could cut the nails. The Shach basically agrees with the mechaber, la halacha. Now, halacha l'maisa, poskim armeko, for a woman going to the mikvah, tol shloshim, that even she's allowed to cut her nails normally, we basically pass like the Taz over here. Fine. This, I think, that's what the Aruch HaShulchan paskins. Aruch HaShulchan paskins like the Taz, the Chochmas Adam paskins like the Ramah, but the halacha, I think we follow the Aruch HaShulchan. Now, when we talk about cutting hair, so usually an ovel is allowed to cut the hair, la achashloshim. Bal ove v'imo you need sheyigaru bo chaveirov, no? Now, sheyigaru bo chaveirov means that your friends tell you, the Lashon HaYerushalmi that the Tosis quotes, is your friends tell you, leich me'imanu, get away. That's sheyigaru bo chaveirov. Your friends say, we want you to go away. Now, if your friends are telling you you want to go away, then it's going to be mutter, as long as you say it before. Well, let's say your friends don't say, we want you to go away. Let's say there's no actual ga'ara. Is there a din called a shiur ga'ara? So the poskim say yes. Let's say you live on a desert island and no one tells you that you look awful. Or let's say you live in the Bohemian village and everyone has long hair. So in that case, it's a mutter to cut your hair when you reach a shi'ur ga'ara. That shi'ur ga'ara, the Darkei Moshe notes, is a big machlekes harishonim, what it is. Some assume shi'ur ga'ara is yud beis chodesh. That would be awesomely long, no? Your hair is left for 12 months. That's what the Aris Arua has. Others assume the shi'ur ga'ara is 3 months. Others assume the shi'ur ga'ara is an extra 30 days. It's not really clear in the poskim. The Ramah writes it's 3 months. In this community, in Washington Heights, the Minigam Breuers is that they go for 3 months without shaving their face by other v'imai. 3 months of shir ga'ara. Now, l'chora, that's not correct. L'halokha. Because the shir ga'ara is only in a situation where they don't tell you. Right? I see somebody in the street. It happened like a couple of weeks ago. I tell him, you know, your beard really looks bad. I know it's more than 30 days. So he says, you know, washing pipes, the minig is 3 months of shir ga'ara for their face. Okay. So saying, when Moshe Feinstein, Chelakim Simin Kuf, I don't remember if it's Kuf Tzadivav or Reish Tzadivav, Kuf whatever, the last tshuva, the last three tshuvas of Avelos in Chelak Gimel, so Moshe understands the Mechaber this way, the Mechaber and the Ramah, is a Shir Ga'ara, but Ga'ara Befoal is going to be a Matya. Now, this itself is not abundantly clear. Reb Kiva Eger has a suffix. He points out from the Sefer Ozarua that once Ga'ara happens one time, after 30 days, once Ga'ara happens one time, that's Matir forever. Reb Kiva Eger says, I'm not sure why that's true. Maybe each time you should have to wait a Shir Ga'ara. I remember we used to have a Smicha exit interview with Dr. Lamb. So when I went in for my Smicha exit interview, it was during Sfira, and in those days I was still frum, so I didn't shave during Sfira. And Dr. Lim looks at me and says, well, tell me, why is it that you have a beard? So I say, you know, it's Sfira, and it's not really clear in poskim about whether there's a heter to shave on covered Shabbos or not, and I live in a community that's more yeshivish, so I don't shave on covered Shabbos. So he says, okay. And can anyone explain to me why I have a 3-day stubble? Because Dr. Lamb would not shave every day during Sfira. He shaved like every 2 or 3 days. So the answer he wanted was the suffix of Reb Kiva Eger. Since Reb Kiva Eger is mesuffik, whether Ga'ara is a matir or a shear, if Ga'ara is a shear, that means that you have to wait the shear Ga'ara each time, and the shear Ga'ara on the face might be a 2 or 3 day growth, no? If you just don't shave every day, so you might not look as kempt as you can look. But people aren't going to say you look bad until you go 2 or 3 days without shaving, no? So Dr. Lamb kept Ga'ara, like the suffering Reb Kiva Eger, each time, against what Reb Kiva Eger's medayik from the Ar Zeruah, that Ga'ara is a one-time matir. That's what he did. Yeah?
When we mentioned the shear of 12 months, 3 months, and extra 30 days, that was only for hair?
So, the Noid of Yehuda writes, so the Pesachim Tshuva quotes it over here in Sivkotin Gimel Dal, that's only for hair. There is a suffix in the Bade HaShulchan, whether once there's a din of Ga'ara in one part of the body, does that help for everything, or not. The Pashtus is, each part of the body is looked at separately. That's the Pashtus. And that din of Shear is in a case when there's no one around to tell you. Right? But if someone's going to tell you, it's going to be Matir whenever you have that Shear. Whatever, or I should say, people can lower the shear of Ga'ara, right, provided that they'll tell you if you're living in civilization. If you're living not in civilization, so then you have to wait 3 months or whatever it is, like the Rambam says. Now, let me say that Ga'ara by other vi'imai is la'achar. La'achar la'migyom. Ga'ara is not going to be matir toch la'migyom, no? What about if there's a yontiv? What about if there's a yontiv? Is the yontiv, which is mevatel avelos shloshim, is that going to give you a heter to shave? So the Ramah in Shin Pei Tes tells me, le'inyin, kibus, etc., that even if a yontiv comes, it's not going to help the din of Gihutz. Even if a yontiv comes in the middle, you still have to wait for Gihutz. Gihutz, there's no kula. That's what the Rambam writes. Now, most Achronim assume, and Reb Kiva Eger says this befavish over here, the hu hadin le'inyin other v'imo. No? I remember there was somebody who, after Shleishim, right, the guy from Breuer's, the same guy. So I see him in Key Food on Erev Shavuos. and he has a beard. So I tell him, you know, you're not looking good. And it's Ge'orah. And you can eat Salam. Then it's Ge'orah, you know, you can shave. So he's like, no, Broyer's, the minig is that you wait 3 months. If Broyer's minig is that they wait 3 months to shave, even if there's a yontif in between. No? Look at Ira. Right? Once there's a yontif, for sure it's okay. Right? Because the yontif knocks off the whole shoshim, etc. Right? Should for sure be okay. No, in Broyer's the minig is even, what's it called? Even that they wait 3 months no matter what. Normal Jews, Ge'orah after Shloshim Yoyim helps. Normal Jews, right, certainly a Yontif after Shloshim Yoyim will help. What about if it's a Yontif to Shloshim Yoyim? Let's say the Yontif knocks off the Shloshim. Can you shave in that case? Providing it's Shir Ge'orah. Now for us, that we shave every day, or every other day, whatever it is, so L'chor there's going to be Ge'orah to Shloshim Yoyim. Will Ge'orah help? L'maisa, this is Tok Shloshim Yom, but there's a Yontiv. So Yontiv is Mevatel the Shloshim. Does Ge'orah help? So the Reb Kiva Eger over here notes that L'chora does not help. The Pizchei Tshuva quotes a Noda Behuda that it does help, but then he says that even the Noda Behuda didn't really mean it, and L'halachi should not rely on this Noda Behuda. So it would seem that the vast majority of poskim say that if a Yontiv comes Tok Shloshim Yom, you have no heter to shave. The problem is that there's a posek, who many assume to be like the final word in Judaism, named the Mishnah Berurah. And the Mishnah Berurah, and the Mishnah Berurah in, 1 second. The Mishnah Berurah notes in Tav Kuf Mem Chesef Katan Lamed Daled that if a Yontif comes Toch Lamed and there is Ge'orah, you could shave. Now, if Moshe Feinstein in the Tshuva, it's either Simon Kuf Tzadi Zayin or Kuf Samach Zayin or Reish Tzadi Zayin, whatever. I'm like forgetting the numbers. If Moshe Feinstein says that there's a Tos Hadafus in the Mishnah Berurah. And the Mishnah Berurah doesn't mean that if a yontif comes toch lamed you could shave, but if a yontif comes biyom lamed you could shave. The Moshe Feinstein changes the gears on the Mishnah Berurah. The funny thing is that if anyone buys a new Mishnah Berurah, like a Dirshu Mishnah Berurah, any of the fancy retypeset Mishnah Berurahs, it says in the Mishnah Berurah the way Rav Moshe amended the text, and they don't even make a note of it. And l'chora, this is bad. Reb Moshe is changing the text in the Mishnah Berurah, but the pashtus is that the Mishnah Berurah is saying like the shita of the Noda Yehuda, that when a yontif comes toch lamed and there is ge'orah, so the yontif knocks off shloshim and you have ge'orah, so it's ke'ilu there's ge'orah achar shloshim, and then you could shave. Rabbi Shechter and Rabbi Lulig both paskin that since halachic devei mekel ba'avel, even though we wouldn't say that by a shita that's nitches l'gamrei. Right? And if it would just be the Noda Yehuda, you say it's Nitches L'gamrei. But if it's not just the Noda Yehuda, you have this other phantom Mishnah Berurah. So therefore, they are Mekel on this. In the rest of the world, they are not Mekel. But in this yeshiva, we are Mekel on this Shayim again of a Yontif Toch Lamed. When they tell you you look bad, can you shave? What cover Yontif? I was Mekel on this for people. I've been Mekel on this for people that they're allowed to shave Erev Yontif out to the Yontif, etc. Now, there is another din in Shulchan Aruch that you sit down in Sif Beis. You sit down to take a haircut, and they tell you that your parent was nifter, you're allowed to complete the haircut. The pashtus in this din is that it's a din of Kavod Habrios. The din of Kavod Habrios is that you'll look terrible. You already began the haircut. Right, half of your head is cut. They tell your father is nifter. I'll cover up your surmeiko that you could finish the haircut. That's the pashtus in the Shulchan Aruch. However, the Karen Ori raises a question. He says if it's out covered habrios, so then it shouldn't help on Avelos Yom Rishon, according to the Sovereign, Avelos Yom Rishon is Doraisa. No? Because Kama Rabbi is only knocks off a din d'rabbanan. It doesn't knock off a din d'oraisa. That's the question of the Keren Ora. The moreover, Kama Rabbi is difficult over here. Rabbi Kivegra notes that sitting down to get a haircut, we consider it sitting to get the haircut the moment they put that, what's the barber's cloth on you called? You know that? The barber's cloth, like that special, you know, shomantel or ruck or whatever you wear, and get a haircut. So that's considered that the haircut began. And the Shabbat HaShe'ila, how could that be considered like the haircut began? When L'cha'ora, the haircut didn't begin yet in the Kavod HaBriya sense. So it has to be a different din. It has to be, this isn't a din of Kavod HaBriyos. But it has to be that the yesod over here is that we're only machmir on haircutting when it's l'shem yipoy. Once the haircut began, it's not really considered l'shem yipoy. It's l'shem finishing that haircut, right? Over here, I'm not. If I go to get a haircut, that's l'shem yipoy. Once the haircut began, and then they inform you shemes over the emo, so that l'cha'ora is not going to be a problem. Again, these, I think, are the majority of dinim in Siman Shin Sadi. Now let's just move over to Siman Shin Sadi Aleph. Shin Sadi Aleph, the first thing, if Aleph is that Ko Shivas Hayomim, you're not supposed to be Meniach Atinok Becheiko, Shol Yavu Lidei Schok. There's an Isser Simcha by an Avo. Part of the Isser Simcha is don't play with the baby, because it will come Lidei Simcha. The Lashon HaGemara actually doesn't just say Shema Yavudei Schok, so Shema Yavudei Schok, and you'll be Miskana al Habrios. That's a very funny expression. It sounds like you'll be Miskana al Habrios. If you're laughing as an Ovel, so then people say, you know, you're an Ovel, you're laughing, what's going on here? It's like a Shatnez type of thing. So that's the Pashtus in the Gemara, but over here, this is a din Shema Yavo Lidei Schok, and it sounds like this din of Simcha is Simcha Toch Zayin only. Nonetheless, there's other dinim of Simcha, which are Simcha Toch Lamed, or Simcha Toch Yud Beis Chodesh. And Simcha Toch Lamed and Yud Beis Chodesh, the normal types of Simcha that's referred to in Shulchan Aruch and Seif Beis and Gimel, is Simcha of going to weddings, going to bris milas, perhaps, other things. It's a very hard sugya. The sugya of Simcha is mamish, very complicated. Just to give you some Rashi Krukim, the Balei HaTosfos on Chaf Beis Amud Beis have two opinions as to whether the Isser of Simcha is to go in, or whether the Isser is only to go in and eat. These two opinions make it to the Mechaber and being a Se'if Gimel. But you're allowed to go to a wedding but not eat anything. Those are two opinions in the Balei HaTosfos. The problem is that the Lashon HaGemara and the Lashon HaRishonim is that there's a din of a Beis HaMishteh and Beis HaSimcha, which sounds like the entire home is considered a place of Mishteh and Simcha. And for that, L'cha'ira, that's not a din in Edom. So some say it's only called Beis HaMishteh, Beis HaSimcha, if there's dancing. That dancing is what's Koveya Simcha. This would go together with the Mahalach, like when Moshe Sternbach is like a real brisker. So he feels that there's a din rikur at a chasana, that you have to dance. If you don't dance, you're not mekayim the Indian going to chasana, yesh lachkar, what's considered rikur? No? And if you're a brisker, you have to be machmir and all the different possibilities and what a rikur is, no? Is it going this way, going that way, you have to jump? You know, it's mamish, there's infinite possibilities in the din rikur. Maybe. It just doesn't seem so mistaber, but the pashtus it would seem is that there is a din of Beis HaSimcha. And that din of Beis HaSimcha means that you're not allowed to go in, even not to make the bracha. Some are make all that a rav is allowed to go, to be Masadar Kedushin. But the pashtus in the Acharonim who are make on the rav is that they're make on the rav because the rav Siddur Kedushin is part of his Parnasa. And the halachas in Eben HaEzer that I can't be Masadar Kedushin in so-and-so's town. And that's not just covered for the rabbi. That is because it's like Yorei Bo'umnusa Shel Chaveiro. No? If I go to be Masada Kedushin in somebody else's town, I'm taking away his parnasa. He gets paid for a Siddur Kedushin. So maybe we could be Megor on the Rav being Masada Kedushin on the din of Beis HaSimcha, out what? Out Dover HaAved. Out parnasa. Now that's interesting, though. Is Dover HaAved Megor only on the Isra Malacha? Can be Megor on Dover HaAved out the din of parnasa? Rav Moshe Feinstein thinks in the Tshuva, is make on davar ha'avid the inyan the din of simcha even toch shiva. No, this case actually happened in my family. I mentioned when my mother's brother Moish was nifter, so all my cousins are sitting shiva, right? So my cousin Chani, Moish had four kids. There was Chani and Miriam and Aliza and Nachum, and they still are around. So when Moish was nifter, the kids are sitting shiva, Chani is sitting shiva, and Chani's son Zevi, who's named after my grandfather, is getting married during the shiva. So the shaila is, can they go to the chasana? So, when Moshe Feinstein is make, like I said, it's considered like a davar ha'aveid. And for a davar ha'aveid, you could go to a chasana because parents would spend tons of money to be at their kid's wedding. That's Rav Moshe's kula. Now, Rav Feivel Cohen in the Balei HaShulchan notes, whoa, go slowly. He says, first of all, not at all pashut, that davar ha'aveid could be megol on a din like simcha. Davar ha'aveid is a din in Isser Malacha. But who says davar ha'aveid could be megol on a din of simcha? And maybe the Rav, who's Masada Kedushin, is just making the brachas. But to go to the chasana to dance with your kid, right, maybe that's worse. Maybe that's worse. It's not at all clear. Now, there is a din in Shulchan Aruch. That if you're Masi, Yasom, and Yisoma, then in that case, you can go to the wedding. Now, there are two ways of understanding Masi, Yasom, and Yisoma. The Reb Feivel Cohen, the Badei HaShulchan, Sifkon Tesvav, points out one way of understanding Masi, Yasom, and Yisoma is that your presence there is necessary to make them happy. The other way to understand Masi, Yasom, and Yisoma is that if you are not there, the whole chasana won't happen. The pashtus in the Lashon HaRama is the second way. To say that's davar ha'avid in the first case, that yoshter, the chasan and kala, that is a much more difficult application of davar ha'avid. Maybe Amir Tashem, if we continue tomorrow, maybe we can discuss these dinim, but I think we should daven mincha. Okay, chaver, have a great day. Thank you for coming. I mean it, really. Thank you.